Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Surprise, surprise. If you listened to our Friday podcast, you might have been thinking maybe these two aren't going to make it to Monday with their Christmas party on Friday night. Well, hell. Guess what? We're here.
Speak for yourself. I got through that weekend like a breeze.
Yeah, do you know what? You've impressed me because when you first moved here, you were like, I don't really drink much, I don't really go out much.
I don't.
You know? Since you've been here, you've put on some good efforts. I'm proud of you.
I have. I like to show face around the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, because you're such a celeb. You can't walk down the street. Can I tell the people something that you said the other day?
Oh, it's probably true. I don't just say things that aren't true.
Okay.
Is this off air?
I'm glad you prefaced it like that. Off air. We were driving into town and you were telling a story about how you went to a first birthday party.
I did.
And you said you opened up the door and it was like God had walked into the room.
I said like a king.
You said God. I wrote it down word for word thinking I've got to bring this up on the radio.
I said it was like God, a king walking into the room because there was a lot of Albanians there. And me walking around town. They're very proud. This is what I said. They're very proud that I speak about Albania so much on the radio. That when I walked into that birthday with 150 Albanians, it was like the king had walked into the room and they're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't walk two steps without someone saying thank you to me.
Because you're so famous,
bro. I'm not famous, I'm just popular. And you know what? I'm just doing what my people want.
Well, okay, if you've got the Albanian population of Shep, does that mean I get the Australian population?
100%. There's probably more of us than you.
No, there's not. There's 50,000 more of me.
I was born here. Listen to me. I'm as Aussie as it comes. I've got a man bun. I've got both.
Tell that to your Albanian mates.
I know. Well, one of them's actually growing their hair long like me. I'm like, I don't know how you're going to look, mate.
It's such a trendsetter.
I know. Leading
God, people listening to that list right now. If this is the first time you're listening
King
to our
Josiah.
Catch-up, you're thinking, Josiah's a real wanker, isn't he?
No, I'm just a nice guy. I'm a man of the people.
Oh, hey, we're supposed to give a clue for Alpha Bucks.
Yes, tomorrow's letter, if you're listening, is R for radio. The letter R. There's your big, big hint.
Yes.
So that is get researching because you've got less than 24 hours.
Research, a word that starts with R.
To call 13, 12, 16. You could get through for Alpha Bucks and win $1,000 just by knowing that letter. So good luck, guys.
Yeah. Robot, rabbit, rabies, red.
That's not bad.
I'm just yelling out words that start with R.
Ripple.
Okay. Enjoy the catch-up. There's fun in here. We will speak to you again tomorrow. Hopefully, by then, we'll have an Alpha Bucks winner.
Arr.
Could be you. Yarr. Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Steven Spielberg, if you're listening right now, which you of course are, get a pen and paper ready because I've got your next blockbuster. Sorted.
Is it our Friday night Christmas party? Because, man, you could write a movie about that night.
Could you? I couldn't. I can't remember it. So this is an article that I saw this morning that just really jumped out at me. It made me smile, which at 4:30 on a Monday morning is not an easy task. So a couple of nuns over in the States have had a bit of an issue, and their issue is with gambling. You got to know
So it's a story about me.
Are you a gambler?
No, I'm a nun.
Oh, okay.
I'm a saint.
Okay, fair enough. Then, yeah. These two nuns, they run a school, St. James Catholic School, over in California. Sisters Mary Margaret Krupa and Lana Chang.
Hang on. St. Mary. Don't you have to be named after a saint? St. Mary and St. Lana.
Yeah.
As if Lana's a saint.
No, they're not saints. They're sisters.
Oh, Sister Lana, right. Okay. I thought you have to be. I thought they had to be named after a saint.
No. You choose your saint name when you get confirmed.
Ah.
If you're Catholic.
Sorry, I'm not Catholic, clearly.
Keep up, buddy. Anyway, they run the school. One of them's the bookkeeper and one of them's a principal. Turns out the two of them have been embezzling funds and going on gambling trips to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, so funny. $500,000. They embezzled from the school.
$500,000?
Yes, yeah. And they were telling people that the school was operating on a shoestring budget. They're like, they told parents that they didn't have enough money for an outdoor awning so the kids could eat undercover in the cafeteria.
Do you reckon that's where our work's money's going? Do you reckon our boss has got a gambling addiction? Because he's operating this place on a tight budget as well.
We're like, oh, we need Halloween costumes because we've got a Halloween show coming up. Can we have some money from petty cash?
No. Tight budget.
Shoestring budget, guys. Meanwhile, he's down at Crown.
Yeah. $500,000 later.
No. Just kidding. Just kidding,
I'm
bosses,
not.
If you're listening. He's no Sister Mary, Margaret Krupa and Lana Chang.
Saint Steve.
Anyway, the part that gets me the most about this story is they're getting off scot-free. these nuns, because the school's not pressing charges because they're nuns and they will serve their restitution in another way.
Are you kidding me? Take them to court.
I know, right? They're bloody gamblers.
Sue them. They owe every dollar back.
500 grand of money that should be going toward children's tuition.
I was
going to
say, those parents, children's what?
Tuition.
Oh, I don't know if you said that. That might have to make. That might be your first mistake
children's,
of the morning.
You try to say children's tuition.
Yeah, it's hard. I'll give you that.
Children's tuition. Children's tuition.
Parents of the school, you would, as if they don't want to sue them.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Have every right to.
I know.
Just like we're going to sue our boss Steve today.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
We love it when you guys get in touch with us on the socials. You can follow us at Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook or Hit GV on Instagram.
Yeah, hot tip. Do that now because the video we're about to post is the best one.
We were just laughing about it during that song, weren't we? Special thanks to Tracy, Keely_Tracy, her name is, on Instagram. She sent us a message saying, hey guys, you should do a segment on this. Why are the months changing on your iPhone after 2038? I was like, what are you talking about? So then I went to your calendar. So go to your calendar on your phone right now, if you have an iPhone, right? Go all the way down to 2038. It gets weird because 2037, normal, right?
Yeah.
12 months in a year. It gets to 2038. And every year after that, it changes to 14 months a year. April doubles up and August doubles up, but in separate ways. It's bizarre. So then I was like, what is this about? She's like, you should do some research on it. So I did last night. I Googled it and all I could find were people calling it the iPhone apocalypse, and they reckon the iPhone's predicting the end of the earth.
This is creeping me out. I've just looked at it. There's like two Julys. It goes like April, May, June, July, August, ooh, September,
November, December.
What?
So from 2038, do we get what is going on?
Do the people at Apple know something that we don't?
That's what I'm thinking. And you can't set your alarm right. So if you go to your alarm clock, you cannot set a reminder and alarm past the year 2038.
Well, because we'll all be dead. There's nothing to do.
Obviously.
What's it like? The reminder, go to heaven, not hell.
So, so what's the iPhone predicting? The apocalypse or something? The end of the earth?
Just like I'm freaked out.
Good pickup. Thank you very much for your message, Keely or Tracy.
Did she just notice that? Was she just scrolling ahead? Is she the first person to have noticed it?
Yeah, I was like, what, you know, who's scrolling ahead that far? But good pickup. If anyone has more details, 13, 12, 16, or get in touch on the social media.
Who can we track down? Steve Jobs' like replacement?
The 2IC now. What's his name?
I don't know.
The new dude in charge? Mr. Apple?
Richie Rich.
Mr. Pear. But yeah, we'll find out some more details. But they're calling it the iPhone apocalypse after 2038.
2038, so we've got 20 years.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's not long. Like, what about my kids?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be alive. I'm 28.
Yeah, I'm alive then.
I'm 48. I'm in my prime. I'll be going through my middle life crisis at that stage.
Yes. Where are you going to be able to drive your Porsche?
Seriously.
Come on, mate. As if you'll be able to afford
it. I'm going to be taking up like chess or something at that stage. Some weird midlife crisis. Kite surfing or something. I don't know.
Hey, kite surfing's great.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, just take a deep breath.
So excited about this.
So Friday, we had our Christmas party, our work Christmas party. It was a ripping night and everyone let loose. Good to see the staff of Hit Goulburn Valley let loose.
Yeah, getting together.
Anyway, as we got a bus to Echuca back again, and as we were at Junction Moama, and as we were leaving, one of the guys was trying to be a hero and he was putting on a bit of an act.
Yeah, yeah. Doing some dance moves for us as we were walking out of the doors.
He was in hero mode. And when someone's in hero mode, it's like nothing better than when something bad happens to them. And I just happened to be filming on my phone at the time.
Thank God. Can I just say thank you on behalf of all of us? Not just everyone who works here, but on behalf of everyone who's going to be able to see this video. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. I wish Funniest Home Videos were still around. So basically he's showing off, doesn't see a door and gets smacks into the door so hard. Have a listen.
The laugh goes on for ages. I just want to play that boom, that bang again, because listen to how loudly and how hard he hits this door.
Apologies for my laugh as well, by the way.
And it just happened to be in front of everyone. So all of us, like I was doubled over in pain.
Listen,
I was
to my
laughing
laugh here, ready? I sound like a middle-aged woman, don't I?
It just keeps going. Oh, it was just the best. So that's what we want to talk about this morning. What'd you walk into? Because we've all done it. Unfortunately, we haven't all done it on camera.
No.
Because that just makes it a whole lot better.
Do yourself a favour then. Go check out the video. It'll make your whole week, lifetime, everything.
Yes. It's up at our Instagram, Hit TV, and our Facebook page, Hit Golden Valley.
Surely, Ellie, I know you will. You've run into something.
This happened to me the other day. I was I went into a shop in the Maud Street Mall, and I was kind of like, you know how you walk in and the shop assistant, so I was like, hey, how you going? So I kind of did that, and I was looking at her as I walked in, and you know the like security monitor things
at
that
the front
like
door.
Stick out? Yeah. I like turned my head to look at her and kept walking, and then like thought that I was going to hit that, but I wasn't. I was still like a meter away from it, but I did the whole like, backwards, mid saying hi to her, and she was just like, what has this girl been smoking? I was like, sorry, misjudged.
Well, I mean, you are in Shepparton. when I was a kid, right, and this is something you see in the cartoons, I remember I was in my back garden running for my dog. I remember she was running and barking at the next door neighbor. So I ran. There was a rake on the ground.
Yeah.
One of the ones that with a Sharpie side out.
Oh, God.
Didn't see it, hit it, flipped up, hit my nose, cracked open my nose. And I didn't end up having, I had to have butterfly stitches. I didn't have to have actual stitches. You know, the ones that you just put across.
Yeah.
It flung up off the ground straight into my head, ran straight into the rake. And that was a fun little story to tell, show and tell at school the next day.
Yeah, your eyes would have been watering like no other.
I had a little cry. I was only 7 years old at the time. But the old rake trick.
Little Josiah. We're going to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. What'd you walk into? Was it glass? Was it a pole?
Was it a rake?
Was it a rake? Was it a security thing at Estelle? We don't care. We just want to hear your story. Kevin from Lancaster, you've given us a call. What did you walk into?
When I was a lot younger, I had one of those little Tonka trucks.
Yeah.
And the older brothers, they took off the top lip off that goes over the cab. And anyway, I was running along with it, crouched over, and I hit rocks. And came straight down, head first, straight on the buddy, straight bit of steel.
Oh! So wait, you tripped over the Tonka truck, or did you like step on it and slide with it like Mario Kart style?
No. When I came into it, I sort of hit a bigger rock.
Yeah.
And it just sort of stopped me completely. My head just went straight down, straight on top of it.
Oh, have any stitches or anything like that?
Yeah, I did, but I don't really remember.
It's always the way. You get like this cool story from something that you've done to hurt yourself, but you can never remember it.
Yeah, well, I remember that. And my mum tried to tell me that I ran into the back step, but I don't think so.
You sound like our guy from work, mate. Have you had a chance to look at the video we posted on Instagram?
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
Do yourself a favour. As soon as you get off this phone, it'll make your day, mate.
Yeah.
Have you ever fully recovered from your Tonka truck incident?
Oh, yeah. I've still got a nice little scar across the top of my head, but, yeah. Going back about 20 years now, so.
Kev, you still sound scarred, mate.
Yeah, very much so. Thanks so much for your call.
All right, no worries.
It's just the best way to cheer up on a Monday morning.
I know.
You know?
I'm ruined. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But
That's giving you life.
It's the biggest pick-me-up you could ever have. Don't worry about coffee this morning, guys. Watch the video.
You're so right.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay, I've mentioned before on the show that I'm going to South Africa next month.
Yeah, you excited?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
First time, right?
Yeah. I've never been before.
You've just dated a few
in my time, I'm not going to lie, including my current boyfriend, Gav. So he's been to South Africa lots, right? We're going on safari. He's also been on safari lots. He tells me that I have to wear the like safari khaki gear.
What?
You know the like when you dress up as a safari person for a costume party, you wear all khaki.
Khaki.
Not khaki.
It's khaki.
It's khaki.
No, it's not.
It's khaki.
It's khaki. It's never been called khaki in.
It's khaki.
No, it's not. It's not spelled K-A-R-K-I. It's khaki. Double E on the
end.
It's
not like, oh, I'm just going to go get out my car keys and then drive away.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm getting my car key on. Go put on your car key pants. Not khaki pants. Anyway.
Khaki. No. It's khaki.
It's khaki.
Okay, this is not where this was supposed to go.
Wow.
I was just going to say that Gav tells me I have to wear my car keys, but I think he's lying to me. And is he lying to me?
I think he is. He's having you on.
But he's like, oh, like, we're going to Anaconda this weekend. My plan is to stock up on some car keys.
No, your car keys. No, you don't need car key pants in the jungle. He could, there'd be an element of having to blend in with nature, I guess, so the animals don't see you. And you, as long as you're not wearing like a bright orange T-shirt, because it might freak a lion out if you see one.
I know. I said, like, are you expecting me to be Steve Irwin?
Oh, what color is the top you're wearing now?
Khaki.
You could wear that, surely, with some black jeans.
Yes, I know. But I think he's having me on. And so I said to him, I was like, oh, so am I going to be all like Steve Irwin full on? He goes, no, not Steve. You're going to be like Bindi Irwin. I was like, what do you mean?
You know, you're going to be doing on safari? Kakiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
Can you get in touch with us, Golden Valley? Firstly, to clear out whether it's khaki or khaki. And secondly, to tell me if I actually have to wear it on safari because I really don't know what's going on.
Kiki, do you love me?
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Leonardo DiCaprio, right, Ellie? He collects something that is very strange. Dinosaurs.
Hearts.
And hearts. Oh. Now, he doesn't collect models half his age. Actually, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's big collection of those.
Huge collection. Now, it's just come out that he collects a huge and really expensive dinosaur bone collection. He's got this weird...
That he's just fossiled around and found?
No, he's gone out and bought a few. And I'm not talking... They're not cheap. These things are millions and millions of dollars. He's got some sort of art museum going on in his house.
Oh, what's the point?
He's just got an obsession with dinosaur bones. I mean, if I had the money, I reckon I'd do it. I love dinosaurs. I had a dinosaur-themed birthday when I was 8.
I don't know why.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I love dinosaurs.
I do. I've got such a fascination in them that they were a thing that was on this earth and now they're no longer here.
I didn't realize you were such a nerd.
Oh, I just like dinosaurs. I'm not a nerd.
I love dinosaurs.
Well, look at Leonardo DiCaprio. He collects models half his age. He is obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do. He can get away with collecting dinosaurs because he's got hot model girlfriends.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, true. Your girlfriend's pretty hot.
You've seen my list? just my current girlfriend. Shout out to me this morning. But he just bought a $2.5 million skeleton over the weekend, apparently.
Same, hey.
He was outbid in 2007 from Nicolas Cage on another one.
Oh, that's fair enough. Doesn't he do those National Lampoon movies?
No. Oh. He's National Treasure.
Oh, National Treasure.
you're thinking of Chevy Chase. Two very different people. Nicolas Cage is a terrible actor.
To be fair, I haven't seen either of them.
Are you kidding me? National Lampoon's Vacation is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's on Christmas night every year. Also, apparently, Russell Crowe has just bought another dinosaur called a mosasaur from Leo as well. He's just got this collection. He sells them, he buys them, which is amazing. Which got me thinking today on this Monday, Ellie. I want to talk about weird things you collect. So I'm not talking about stamps. I'm talking about different things. Like a couple of weeks ago on the show, you remember what I revealed I collected?
Oh, how could I forget? I feel disgusted ever since you said it.
If you missed it, Goulburn Valley, between 14 and 16.
So old to do this.
I would bite off my nails. I still bite my nails, by the way. And I would keep them in this little jar. So I just had a collection of finger and toenails.
It's so disgusting.
It's kind of hot.
No, it's not hot at all. All right, give us a call this morning, 13, 12, 16. If you love dinosaurs.
Do you have a weird collection? And no, I don't want anyone calling up saying, oh, I collect dead bodies. Nothing like that.
Why would anyone say that?
Well, they could be a serial killer listening. And you know what? If they do have them, that is a weird collection. You would win the today.
If that's the case and that's your story, the number to call is 000.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, if you collect something else that's a bit weird, give us a call on 13 12 16. We'll take them next. My mum collects plates.
Really?
Yep. She used to have them hanging around on the wall. So every time she'd go to a different country or a different place, she'd buy a plate and come back and hang it on our wall.
You know what else your mum collects?
What?
My heart. What's her name again?
It's still Sharon. 11 minutes.
Raylene. Raylene's got my heart in the palm of her hands.
We've got 11 minutes of this show to get through, buddy. Can we just please just keep it in your pants until then? Rach from Echuca, is there something weird that you collect?
I just always, I've got like a whole room just full of old bills and, you know, when they send out your like bank statements and stuff. I don't know why I'm keeping them. I never look at them, but I just feel weird throwing them away.
I kind of know what you mean because I'm kind of like, oh, what if I need my customer reference number for my phone bill account? I know what you mean because it's not always easy to find.
I know, I swear. I've probably got them backdated till like 2010. I've just got so many.
Get rid of them, Rach. They can only mean bad things, bills. Remember that.
You
should, that's so true.
You should do a big like burn off of them, get a fire and just one by one throw these bills in.
Yeah, and then, but knowing my luck, then the next day I do that, I'll need them for something.
Rach, I'll come around and set them on fire for you, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Bill burning party. Of course, when it's not a fire ban, let's all go down.
Obviously,
do it in winter. Thanks for your call, Rach.
Thank you.
I feel like from this, Josiah, we've learned like bills are one thing to collect, but yours is still the weirdest, without a doubt.
Surely there's someone else that can back me up. That's something weirder than fingernails and toenails. I bite them, put them in a jar.
Again, you said it.
My dad collected his belly button fluff. Well, we talked about it anyway.
Okay, maybe it's just your family that's the weird thing. In fact, maybe you see this next song describes your family. You're sweet, but you're definitely psychos. Oh, she's
sweet, but Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
There is a lot happening in Hollywood at the moment, so we thought who better to fill us in on it than our very own Dean McCarthy. Hello, Dean.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
All right, morning. Grammys. Tell us about them.
Okay, Grammys. It's an exciting day in LA because, you know, it's the start of awards season. It's coming around very quickly. The Grammys have been announced. Not a lot of huge surprises, to be really honest. Drake, Kendrick Lamar leading the pack. Obviously not a massive surprise there. Album of the year. Let me read you through some of the nominees. Cardi B, Brandy Carlile. Don't even know who that is. Drake, Her, Post Malone, Janelle Monáe, Kacey Musgraves. Another one I don't really know. And Kendrick Lamar for his Black Panther album. Tough one. I think probably Post Malone might take that one out because his music's a bit more of a broad appeal. Like more, I think it's more successful, sold more albums than Cardi B's, even though hers has made quite a splash. So it's going to be great. As always, a bit of a drama, a little bit of Grammy drama. So, and the red carpet will be rocking. So brace yourself. Next year, early. It's happening.
Wow.
Are you going to be heading along?
You know what? I'm in negotiations for that right as we speak, actually. So I'll be there somewhere.
Our bosses are listening, so they'll be no doubt sending you along.
Yeah, we'll put in a good word for you, Dean. We've got heaps of pulls, so we'll just be like, hey, send him.
And you've got a fantastic resume, so hard to say no.
And speaking of award season, the Oscars, been a bit of drama with that, we hear?
Yes. Okay, let me tell you what happened with the Oscars. This is always a great show. Kevin Hart was made the Oscars host for 2019. Okay, big deal. Kevin Hart told me personally once in an interview, this was his dream. This was his dream of dreams. Okay, well, he was given the gig, and then tweets from 2010 resurfaced, and they were homophobic tweets. They were very, very ruthless. They weren't kind of homophobic. They were blatantly vile. Do you know what I mean? Like, they weren't kind of like playful. They were very, very.
They dark. Weren't insinuating, anyway, but they were straight up homophobic.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't be read any other way. So he did address them in 2014. He never apologized for them. Then the other day, he never apologized again, and he said that people are always looking for things to bring up. So he then got a lot of backlash, as did the Academy, and he has stepped down as host.
Wow.
He will not be hosting. Let me tell you this. It's a good idea that he's not hosting, because when you have that kind of controversy, the whole show and the red carpet, it all becomes about that. And then it takes away from all the great stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, trust me, it would have been a nightmare. It would have been a nightmare. So it's definitely the best thing.
Do you think if he came out and apologised for them now, it'd be different and he'd still be doing it and everything? Or do you think it's too little too late?
Yeah, I do. So what he could have done, he could have been unbelievably remorseful. He could have talked about, you know, how important it is to, you know, grow and learn and all this kind of. He could have been really awesome about it, but he wasn't. He was really ego about it. So instead of apologizing, owning it, talking about how he's grown, talking about how, you know, all that great stuff, he said, oh, you're always looking for something negative. So ego got in the way, and he could have turned it around. I really do think he could have been awesome, but he wasn't awesome about it.
It's not that hard to say sorry, is it, Dean?
Yeah. And you know what else? It was 2010. It wasn't that long ago. Like, he would have been 30. So, grown. Like, even if you're like 12 or 15 or just being an idiot kid or something, no offense, children listening.
Of course.
But if you're 30, you get it?
Yeah, you know? He should know better.
Yeah,
100%. All right. Well, we'll see whether there's any more to that as time goes on. But as always, thank you for joining us this morning, Dean, and, you know, enlightening us on award season. We're looking forward to seeing you on a few red carpets.
Oh, I'm ready. Can't wait. Bye, guys.
Good luck with negotiations. I'm sure we'll see you there.
Yeah, bye.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.